Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, this is the original Extreme Pickle number one, and you're listening to False Count Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of False Count Radio. As always, I am your host, the Pacific Coast player, JT Evans. Tonight, alongside my co-host, as always, the outsider, Andrew Carluck. Andrew, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Looks like we have a great show ready to go tonight.
I would agree with you on that. Of course, you know, we're going to be joined on the air by current TNA superstar and former WWF ECW WCW superstar Raven. He'll be on talking about an upcoming event he's got going on in Paulsboro, Washington. But first, we're going to be joined live by his manager, the owner of the Monster Nation, Sam Sims. But before we go ahead and get to that, I know you have some stuff you wanted to promote about the show, so I'm going to kick it over to you, man.
Okay, yeah, this is going to be, it looks like this is going to be a great show. Of course, the main thing on it is Raven's coming back to the Pacific Northwest, where it was one of the first territories he worked. When Raven was in the Pacific Northwest originally, he held several titles, such as the NWA Pacific Northwest Championship 3 times. He held the NWA Pacific Northwest Tag Team Championship 3 times with 3 different partners, Top Gun, Steve Dahl, and The Grappler. One time he even held the NWA Pacific Northwest Television Championship, just to name a few. And, of course, he'll talk a little bit about this card coming up. But there is definitely going to be a huge event, and it's going to take place at the Suquamish Tribal Center at 15838 Sandy Hook Road in Poulsboro, Washington. You're going to see matches like the SCW champion Mike Santiago defending his championship against the number one contender Aaron Bolo. Dale Houston will be defending the Legends Championship against Dash Venture. The new women's champion, Cameron O'Connor, will be defending her title in a 3-way match against Lila Lodge and Casey Spinelli. You'll also see some matches such as the new All-Sovereign champion, Ethan HD, facing an all-Blantyrosh 3-way dance when he defends that title against Kellen Wraith and the recently reinstated Damon Jones. And in a special tag team attraction, you're going to see SOB and his mentor, take on his mentor, I should say, who's also a former co-holder of that SCW Tag Team Championship, Hoss Tull. The NWWA champion, Keith Atkins, will defend his championship against Triple D. And that's a match where the promoter of the NWWA, Dan the Man, is rumored to be at ringside. There's also going to be a SCW Feast or Fire Battle Royal. This will be between the SCW NXT wrestlers and the other SCW wrestlers. This is a match where the Butcher is going to return. The winner is going to get a title shot, and the last wrestler eliminated will be fired. So that will be kind of a neat little twist there. There will also be an SCW NXT versus SCW match when Adam X takes on Steve Rush. Also, JD Lariat Mason will take on Maverick, which that in and of itself is a pretty good card. But, of course, the main attraction for the show is Raven. The main event is a match for the SCW Tag Team Championship. It'll be Raven and Big Ugly with their manager, Sam Sims, who we'll have on in a few minutes. They're going to be taking on the Moonlight Tribe, consisting of Iron Buddha and Marion Gunn. And in this match has a really interesting stipulation, where if Raven pins Iron Buddha, then the Iron Buddha must retire. But if Iron Buddha pins Raven, then Iron Buddha will choose Sam Sims' opponent for the SCW event in September. It'd be kind of interesting seeing the manager in there, and of course, if he gets his opponent chosen from there, that could be curtains for him. But this is going to be the biggest event of the summer up there, so fans in the Poulsboro area, definitely you don't want to miss this one. Once again, the address is at the Suquamish Tribal Center in at 15838 Sandy Hook Road in Poulsboro. So if you're up there, definitely check that card out.
Yeah, now there's a lot of things fans need to know about this card. You know, you've got Iron Buddha on the card. Iron Buddha had the chance to wrestle for WCW, and he made a name for himself down in Mexico under a gimmick that he used to do. So you're having a chance to see a guy who's not only worked the big times, but he's also an international superstar in the Iron Buddha on this card. And, you know, this is huge with Sam Sims maybe stepping in the ring as a wrestler. Now, Sam Sims has a lengthy past in professional wrestling, you know, growing up a professional wrestling fan, which we'll talk about that as well during his interview, you know, to running his own company and now managing the Monster Nation. You know, Sam is not a wrestler. This would be like almost like a Jimmy Hart type situation for him.
Yeah, that was always, you know, as you're growing up, you know, that was always one of the funny things is anytime you had the chance to see a wrestler down, get the chance to wrestle someone, it was always kind of interesting because, you know, when you were a kid, you always really liked seeing that manager just get beat up. You know, you saw Paul Heyman wrestling sometimes. Sometimes you would see Jim Cornette. I remember as a child seeing Jim Cornette being thrown off the scaffold by the Road Warrior. So anytime you used to get a manager in the ring, it was always something interesting.
Yeah, now, you know, of course, you know, there's rumor that the NWA champion Keith Atkins might, you know, be in the same match that Dan the Man's involved in. I do believe we might hear from Dan the Man later in the broadcast. You know, but this is a huge card for wrestling fans. I mean, this is the only place in the Northwest where you can see good women's wrestling action. Nobody else around here has the balls to do it, and I'm sorry to say, nobody else around here wants to book women. Everyone around here, it's a men-dominated territory. So to see these women is a very special thing in this area.
It might actually be one of the only places in the country or maybe even the world where you can see good women's wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a card you're not going to want to miss. Now, before we go ahead and get Sam on the line, I want to go ahead and play a couple commercials, and then we'll get him on. So we'll be back in just a few minutes, fans.
Hey, this is Brother D-Law from TNA Wrestling. And you know something? When you're out there and you're thinking about choosing a wrestling school that really benefits you, that you want to see progress, and at the end of the day, you're going to feel happy about what you're doing, well, Team 3 Academy is just the place. Team 3 Academy offers you everything that you could possibly want in a wrestling school. It offers you old school rules with the new school tools. Team 3 Academy will offer you the best there is in teaching how to do professional wrestling the right way, the way it should be taught. Team 3 Academy also gives you the knowledge of behind the scenes and how to take care of yourself, conduct yourself in and out of the ring. Team 3 Academy at team3academy.com. So if you've always been a wrestling fan all your life, you've always said, I could do that, then you owe it to yourself to come on down and have Bubba Ray and ourselves train you. Train you in the way that professional wrestling should be taught in the right way. Again, Team 3D Academy offers you a variety of things. Team 3D Academy will give you the knowledge that you need to make it in either TNA or WWE. Be sure to contact us. Be sure to make it happen for you. Testify.
Well, let's talk.
gentlemen, welcome back to False Count Radio. On the line with us, we have the owner and the handler, as I would like to say, of the Monster Nation. Now, for fans, if you don't know who the Monster Nation is, you need to Google these guys. You've got guys like, you know, crazy, sadistic monsters in this group. And on the 28th, it looks like they're just going to add to it with Raven. I'd like to welcome to the line Sam Sims. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good, man. Now, this is going to be a huge event for wrestling fans on the 28th. What can fans expect, and how are you training these monsters?
Well, training the monsters is all about money. We'll leave it at that, my friend. But, what was that last question?
You know, how are you training these guys to prepare for this? I mean, they're facing the Moonlight Tribe. This is one of the biggest tag team feuds that's been going on, the Moonlight Tribe and the Monster Nation. You know, how are you training these guys?
Okay, well, the Moonlight Tribe, there's no reason for us to really have to train. We've been feuding each other for almost 3.5 years. They know my moves, and I know their moves. And all it takes is, well, a 1-2-3 count, to be honest with you. Right straight down. It's just going to be probably a bloodshed.
Now, for fans that don't know, you have a lengthy history in this area. You know, of course, a lot of fans don't know you trained to actually wrestle before you even started managing or opening your own company, and you worked out with Playboy Buddy Rose for a little while. What was that like?
Working with Buddy Rose was fun. Rest his soul, if anybody. It was good. It was a learning experience for me to at least be able to take a bump so I know what I'm sort of doing in the ring. Let's just say that much, you know. But I learned a lot from them, from the Colonel and Buddy also. So it's a big deal to think about that and kind of go, well, shoot, where am I going to go from here? I was, I'll be honest, I wasn't the guy that should be a wrestler. I just didn't see myself going that well, that way. In the beginning, I thought, well, wrestling would be great. That'd be cool. I can go around the world traveling. But, you know, after a while, you start thinking, do I personally want to go do that route? No, probably not. So me and a friend of mine and a couple other people all decided to start a promotion here in Portland. That in itself was great.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. That was actually going to be my next question. You know, this isn't your first tango with big stars, you know, bringing in Raven. Of course, when you owned that company, which later, you know, started out as CPW but later became NWA Oregon, you brought in guys like Tonga Kid, Rikishi, and the Rockstar Chaos from Wrestling Society X. So, you know, this isn't your first tango. What is your past experiences with guys like this?
The past guys with these guys, they're, well, they're all the same, to be honest with you. they're great guys. I really love them all. I think it's from the green guy down to all the way to the top guys like Tonga Kid and, you know, Rikishi and all those. They're all cool guys. I really enjoyed being able to provide that for fans. That's one of the reasons why I became a, you know, a promoter, was because I wanted to provide for fans.
Now, you guys, you know, ran all over, and it was great, and then all of a sudden it came to a close. You know, what did you do from the time it closed to the time that you, you know, started working with SCW and bringing in the Monster Nation?
Well, Championship Pro Wrestling, last show was Rikishi, so now we went out of a bang. It was a huge bang. I don't know if, just big, larger-than-life show. We went off, and had to just kind of shut down because it was just time. At that moment, at the moment of my life, it was just, I had to do it. So I got into partnership with Ron, which happens to be Buddha. We talked about it. I ran a CPW show up there in Paulsville, Washington once. That was very successful. Very, very successful. Went bigger than I expected. Then we stopped. We got a game plan. You know how game plans are with promoters? We sit back, we need to talk, blah, 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 you know. What do we need to do? Get a building, get things going, and things like that. And one thing led to another. We started becoming SCW.
Awesome. Now, you know, with this upcoming event, you know, you yourself have got to be preparing. I mean, this is probably one of the biggest matches to date with the rivalry. Would you agree?
This is the biggest match, yeah. It is the biggest match for me, biggest match for SCW, biggest match for Ron, which is Buddha, for Meat, which I got to throw that in there. And, you know, it's the biggest match for the SCW fans, too. They deserve this more than anybody else. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be doing this now. If it wasn't for the backing of SCW, they just were there from day one. I have fans that have been there. It's just, like, loyal. They're just, at times, you almost feel like it's an ECW thing.
Nice. Now, you guys, you know, and this is something you guys should be proud of yourselves. You guys draw the biggest crowds in the Northwest. I mean, fans, even if you're not in the Northwest, if you ever come out this area maybe to visit family or on vacation, you need to check out an SCW show. They're really well done. I mean, you guys are drawing, you know, 300-400 people a show, and this is without even bringing in Raven. So I'm just, you know, what are you expecting crowd-wise at this upcoming show on August 28th?
I'm expecting, you know, a little bit bigger crowd than usual. I'm expecting my loyal fans to be there. That's my number one thing. If it wasn't, you know, like I said before, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be doing this. But I'm hoping that my loyal fans will bring one more, that one extra person that's a big ECW fan or a big, you know, WWE fan. And I'm just hoping that one extra person, if that happens with us, guess what? That would be over the top.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you're drawing huge crowds right now. I'm just looking forward. I mean, for these people that are coming out for the first time and haven't seen an SCW show, I think they're going to continue to go to the other shows. So, you know, honestly, I think this is going to be a huge event. You know, before we let you go, and we're going to go to a quick commercial and get our next guest on, I got to ask you, you know, what can fans expect?
Crazy, 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 crazy stuff. It's crazy. Especially when you have Raven on there. And if everybody knows what Raven is, it's crazy. We've got, like earlier, we've got that three-way big female wrestling match. You guys have nailed that right on the head on the ladies' match. You do not see female wrestling almost nowhere in the country in the indie scene. You do it here, guaranteed. You're going to see some crazy stuff, that's for sure.
Awesome. You know, fans, this is going to be a huge event. Andrew, why don't you go ahead and tell them the info real quick, and then we're going to go to a commercial, and we're going to get our next guest on.
Okay, yeah, the event, it's going to be on Saturday, August 28th. It's going to be in Paulsboro, Washington, at the Susquamish Tribal Center at 15838 Sandy Hook Road. So run down the card again real quick. You'll see SCW champion Mike Santiago versus Aaron Bolo. Dale Houston defending his Legends Championship against Dash Venture. Women's champion Cameron O'Connor defending in a three-way against Lila Lodge and Casey Spinelli. The new All-Sovereign champion Ethan HD in a three-way match against Kellen Rafe and Damon Jones. And you'll see SOB taking on Haas Tull. You're going to see the NWWA champion, Keith Atkins, against Triple D, where Dan the Man may be at ringside. There's a strong rumor to that effect. You're going to see a Feast or Fired battle royal, where the Butcher is going to return. The winner is going to get a title shot. The last person eliminated is going to be fired. You're going to see Adam X taking on Steve Rush. You're going to see J.D. Lariat Mason against Maverick. And the main event of the evening is going to be Raven and Big Ugly of the Monster Factory with Sam Sims, who was just on. Thanks very much for coming on, Sam. Taking on the Moonlight Tribe of Iron Buddha and Marion Gine. And if Raven pins Iron Buddha, then he must retire. But if Iron Buddha pins Raven, then he's going to get the opportunity to choose Sam's opponent for the September event. Once again, you're definitely not going to miss this one. Can't stress that enough. I live out on the East Coast, and I hear a lot about SCW. So, you know, if you live in the area, there's really no excuse to not make that. But once again, it's at the Susquamish Tribal Center at 15838 Sandy Hook Road in Paulsboro, Michigan. So with that, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick commercial.
All right, wrestling fans, let's welcome on the air at this time. He is a former Pacific Northwest wrestler. He is a former ECW, WCW, WWF, and current TNA superstar. And on August 28th, he's going to be in Paulsboro, Washington. Let's welcome to the air Raven. Raven, how are you doing tonight?
I am doing fantabulous.
Awesome. Now, you know, we're looking forward to a good interview with you. We've got a lot of people in the chat room that are listening, and some might call in and ask questions. So if you don't mind, let's go ahead and get started.
As long as my battery doesn't die, and if it does, then we can try again in like 15 minutes when I get home.
Okay, no problem. My first question for you is, was wrestling your first career choice? If not, what was?
That's an interesting question. No one's actually really ever asked me that, believe it or not. And yes and no. When I was a kid, that was my career choice. But then I didn't think I'd ever, you know, be able to do it or anything. You know, just pipe dream. And plus, I was too small. And then when I finally got older and thought that, hey, I can really do this, I decided to do it. But in between there, I thought I'd go into the FBI or the CIA or the DEA or something interesting because I wanted some action in my life. You know what I mean? And all the good jobs like Indiana Jones and Pirate were taken.
Oh, okay. Wow. I'm surprised nobody's asked you that. That's a question we usually ask almost every interview.
What?
It's actually one of the questions we usually ask most of the guests, you know, get some of the most unique answers. Now, my next question for you is, during the time you debuted in wrestling, training was a lot different than it is nowadays. Can you describe your training to our listeners?
Wait, say it again?
I said when you were training to be a pro wrestler, it's a lot different than training nowadays for the kids that are breaking in nowadays. Can you describe your training and how it was, you know, back then?
It wasn't much different. I don't think it was any different, to be honest. They take you $3,000. Only thing in the world that inflation hasn't touched is wrestling school. It's $3,000 then, it's $3,000 now. You go there and you take bumps, and you learn how to take, you know, flat back bumps and all kinds of stuff like that. Learn how to do a headlock and arm drags. The difference was back then you didn't go to school for 17 years because you went out and worked, and you learned how to work in front of people. And now you just stay in school and do a bunch of high spots but you don't really learn any psychology in school back then either. At least I didn't. You know, so I didn't learn anything different than they didn't learn here. You know what I mean? After about a month, Larry Sharp goes, look, you know everything I can teach you. Basically, I mean, as far as in a school, you need to be in front of people. You know, he goes, you can come to the school all the time if you want. He goes, but. You know all the basics. He goes, you need to be in front of people. So I spent 9 months trying to get booked, you know, in a full-time territory.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of our listeners actually sent in the question that was, how did the Scotty the Body character come to be?
How did what?
How did the Scotty the Body character come to be?
I invented it. I was a big mark for Jesse the Body Ventura on his... Even though I'd never really seen him wrestle, I was a bit marked for his commentary, and he made me laugh. And I was a big mark for Michael Hayes, too. I wanted to be like Michael Hayes, like that pretty boy heel, because, you know, being a good-looking guy, or at least I used to be. And I could talk, and so I wanted to do something in that vein. And, you know, this business is, you know, back then, that, you know, I mean, guys are tough now, but back then guys were just, you know... You know, they were the toughest of the tough, and so I didn't want to be a tough guy because I was like, that's ridiculous. You know what I mean? I'm no way, shape, or form tough compared to, you know, to the guys that, you know, walked the midway back then. So I wanted to be a chicken shit heel, which was fine with me. And it's also, like I said, what I liked about, you know, the people I wanted to be like Michael Hayes or like Jesse Ventura, and then Scotty and Body Ryan. So I just thought that was kind of clever. And, you know, also I was a little ahead of myself because people used to go, oh, Scotty the Body. Like, people in the business would actually go, you're not really that built. Why do you call yourself Scotty the Body? I'm like, that's the heat, you morons. So I was kind of ahead of the game to begin with because I understood that if I didn't have that great a body and I called myself that, it's heat. Whereas the boys were just like, how can you call yourself that? I'm like, and now it's even more ironic because now people look back and they go, man, remember when you used to be really built when you were Scotty the Body? I'm like, I wasn't. So, who knows?
Now, you got to work in the Pacific Northwest Territory back in days for Don Owens. What are your memories of Don Owens?
Oh, man, that was like two of the best years of my life. Don Owens was awesome. He was a little old man in a green suit. And the very first appearance I made, he was announcing me, and he forgot my name. And, of course, they went live to tape, but they never edited anything. So he forgets my name as he's introducing me. And granted, he was one of the most successful promoters ever, and he was a great guy. But, you know, people have brain parts. Forget it. I was 80 years old then. He forgets my name, whispers in a referee. That's all on camera, all on TV. Whispers in a referee here next to him, Sandy Barr. And Sandy Barr walks all the way to the other side of the ring to me, whispers in my ear. I whisper my name back in Sandy's ear. Sandy walks back to Don, whispers in Don's ear, and Don announces me as the sensation of the nation, which those were his words, Scotty the Body.
Oh, wow. Now,
even forgetting my name, once he remembered my name, he even threw in a little 1920 appendage to it, the sensation of the nation.
That's awesome. Now, one of our next questions. Go ahead.
My favorite Don Owens story. Don Owens owned, as anybody knows, he bought the Portland Sports. He bought a bowling alley, he turned it into the Portland Sports Arena. It was a great place to wrestle. It was. I think it held like 3,000 people, probably. Maybe not. Right? I didn't know what a big. I didn't know how to count houses back then. I don't know what it held. Not a lot of people. And whenever the place. What's that? How many did it hold?
We're probably looking at 3,000.
How many people did it hold?
About 3,000. Yeah. About 3,000. About 3,000.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, you nailed that right on the head.
Louder, and or 2,500 or more.
Yeah.
He'd to celebrate, because he's a generous, owner, promoter. He would buy everybody a beer,
mm-hmm.
A big giant cup of beer, which of course he owned a concession, so it cost them all of 1 cent. Not only that, but this is how old school promoterish he was. That even though he bought everybody a beer, it didn't cost him any money. He still had to take a sip out of everybody's cup. But he's hilarious. I mean, but the thing is, though, but he honestly was a generous promoter, like payoff guy. He was a really good payoff guy. He was a really good guy, too. He's so easy to mock his voice and make fun of, but he was a really good guy, and I really loved working for the guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. What are your memories of feuding with the late Steve Dahl?
What's that?
What are your memories of feuding with the late Steve Dahl?
My memories of wrestling Steve Dahl? It was a really good feud. I mean, I've been lucky. I've had, like, really good feuds, I forgot, whenever I talk about me and Dreamer and me and Sandman, I forget that me and Dahl had a really long feud as well, and a damn good one. It culminated in our mixed tag program where we let the girls shoot on each other and they threw us out of our own angle. Spent a year building it up and then they threw us out of our own angle.
Wow.
Now, my co-host, Andrew Karlick, has a couple questions, so Andrew, go ahead.
Yeah, Raven.
Speak up a little bit.
Now, after you left the Northwest, you went to the Texas-based Global Wrestling Federation. What was the reason they changed your character to the Palm Beach heartthrob Scott Anthony, and were you against that idea?
Because I thought that, that I wanted to get into acting back then. Even back then, I wanted to get into acting, and I felt like I needed a last name. You can't just be Scotty the Body. And you need a last name. And I just felt like on the main stage, I got tired of people, I got tired of the whole what's the word I'm looking for? I guess I just got tired of having to respond to every allegation that I had no body. I'm like, what? It's like, instead of trying to explain that that's where the heat is, I'm just like, it's a pain in the ass anyway. And it just felt like, if you're going to move forward, you got to have something that you can take with you. You know what I mean? And I really, you need a last name, and and I, my last name is, I think, is terrible for a showbiz. And I just felt like Scotty the Body with a last name, any last name, didn't work anymore either. You know what I mean? It was like, you know, like it was clever, I thought, you know, because it just rhymed and that was it. But if you add another late name on it, then I'm just ripping off Jesse the Body Ventura. You know what I mean? And I wasn't, and plus if I was going to go national, which I knew I would sooner or later, you know, those guys, everybody was, probably everybody in the business was better built than me, you know, on a national level, or at least 60%. And it was just like, I didn't feel like getting all this shit in the locker room for it. You know what I mean? Because that's a big chunk of the business too, you know. And honestly, it was just time for a name change. And so I wanted to be the, and I love the Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol, which to this day is one of my favorite names of all time. And he was pretty much retired at that point, even though I was lucky enough to wrestle him once. And so I went with the Palm Beach Heartthrob. And but I'm not a Scott Anthony. It just didn't work, and I just never did come up with a last name that fit me. And then I got given Scotty Flamingo, which, you know, which was fine. And then I was given Johnny Polo, which wasn't me at all, but, you know, hey, I made it interesting. And then I finally found the name that just fit me to a T, Raven, you know, which was my own idea. And if you think about it, Flamingo's a bird, Raven's a bird, and Polo in Spanish means chicken. Chicken's a bird, so it's I got a whole bird theme I got going on.
Okay, now, after that, you went to WCW, and you were one of the early light heavyweight superstars of WCW. Can you give some memories of working with the late Brian Pillman?
I was one of the early what?
You were one of the early light heavyweight stars of WCW. You had some really great matches with the late Brian Pillman. Could you give some of your memories of working with him?
How come you didn't say the late Steve Dahl?
I think he did.
Oh, he did? Okay. I just thought he said Steve Dahl, but Pillman gets the appellation. the appellation, I guess, would be the noun. He actually wanted to bring me in, and he, you know, or at least he claims anyway, you know, Brian wasn't above, you know, working you to, you know, to get what he wanted, but not in a mean-spirited way, but, I loved Brian. Brian was great. But, you know, he wasn't above saying, you know, telling you something to make you feel good about yourself that may or may not have been true, or at least, and you know, maybe he wouldn't have done that. Maybe he actually meant it. I like to think he did. You know what I mean? And who knows? I mean, because his whole thing was that, I'm going to say that I think he did mean it. But he did mean it, and because he was tired of wrestling with Japanese guys because he didn't want to be that kind of wrestler. He didn't want to be the stupid X Division guy or Cruiserweight guy. Not to say anything stupid about the X Division. Let me rephrase that. But he didn't want to be the stupid guy that does all high spots. He wanted to be involved in storylines and programs and, you know, and angles that meant something, you know, like the top guys were, because, you know, he knew that how are you going to become a top guy unless you're in angles. Otherwise, you're just, you know, a guy who has good matches, which is not what he wanted. Not that he didn't want to have good matches, mind you. So he wanted to bring me in because he knew I was all about, you know, the plot-driven wrestling. And then as soon as I got there, he blew his quads out. He was really bummed about it. He thought, man, this is going to screw the whole thing up, but it actually worked out better because then he learned, because then we had to devote everything to psychology. And so he claims that I'm the one who, you know, taught him psychology, you know, well, me and Bruce Hart. I like to think probably Bruce probably learned more from Bruce, only because, you know, he talked to Bruce a lot more, but that's another great compliment I got was, of course, you know, that's the whole thing. You get compliments from dead people, and then when you tell people that, then they're like, well, the guy's dead. We can't really check up on that. But Brian always said that I was one of the first people to really teach him psychology. That I'm one of the reasons he learned it. Because me, him, and Austin used to ride together.
Okay. Now, after that, after your time in WCW, you went to WWF, which is when you were Johnny Polo managing the Quebecers, and you also did a little bit of commentary there. Your character was a little bit more smart-ass and entertaining than we were used to. Was that something that you wanted to do, or was that something that they wanted you to do?
No, I did. And I wasn't more smart-ass than I ever before. I was always the same smart-ass. I mean, I've been a smart-ass my whole career until I became Raven, you know, and then it just didn't fit the character.
I guess that's what I meant, was more of a smart-ass than we're used to with the Raven character.
What's that?
I guess what I meant was you're more of a smart-ass type of character and entertaining than, or funny, I should say, than you were as the Raven character, what we've come to know from you as Raven.
Yeah, but Scotty the Bomb, Scott Anthony, and Scotty Flamingo and Johnny Polo were all smart-asses.
Right.
Maybe not Scotty so much, he didn't get the TV time, but I was going to say, my other great famous great compliment I got from a dead person from that era was Art Barr, who always said that his American Love Machine was patterned after Scotty the Body, because he hated the fact that I would have like the pretty boy gimmick, and as a heel, I'd be the pretty boy heel, and I would sell as much merchandise as him and Steve Dahl did as baby faces, and he always wanted to be like a pretty boy heel, and so when he became the Love Machine, that was his, not his homage or his takeoff. Which, once again, you know, I can claim all I want because he's dead, and no one can say yay or nay, but that actually is true.
It's a great story. I didn't know that. Now, because you were a manager and a commentator, did you want to wrestle while you were in WWF, or was that something that you just wanted to kind of be a speaker?
Nope. I didn't want to manage. I didn't want to be in management. I wanted to wrestle, and that's why I quit finally, because at least when I was managing, I was, you know, I thought, okay, sooner or later they're going to let me wrestle, but once they made it perfectly clear, made me just a producer, well, then I was getting ready to quit anyway, but I'm like, how do I turn down this kind of money? Once I became a producer and just doing All American, I was like, man, you know, I want to quit, but where am I going to go? And then when they just made me a producer and no longer a manager, no longer in the wraparound segments in All-American, I'm like, that's it, I'm gone. And so I quit.
Okay. Now, you know, we do have some more questions, but before we go ahead and get to our next question, we have somebody on the air with us who would like to say hello to you. At this time, I'd like to welcome our co-host, ECW Original Pitbull Gary Wolf.
Hey, Gary. Hello.
Hang on real quick. Let's see. Okay. Gary, you're on the air with Raven.
Hey, Scotty, how you doing, brother? It's Pitbull 1.
What's up, man? How you been?
Not bad, man. I wanted to tell you, man, I watched the pay-per-view. You had a hell of a match with Dreamer. It was fucking awesome.
Thank you. Hey, did they do a segment with you or something?
Yeah, I did a thing with my street rod and my dog. I cut a promo. Tommy sent a camel crew out. That's what I did, so.
Yeah, I actually said they got to make sure they get. I mean, they already had planned it, but I was telling Thomas that you got to make sure you get Gary on the show in some way or capacity. And he goes, "Don't worry, I already got it covered." So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping to try to work on the 23rd, 24th, and 25th when you guys are in the area.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they're not booking us in the house shows, I don't think.
None of you guys.
Yeah,
and Stevie actually looks really good, too. I'm surprised Stevie's been working his ass off, huh?
Yeah, he's the cardio king. He's in better cardio than Kurt Angle, I think.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, he's a cardio machine.
Yeah, he got a lot. Really good shape. I was surprised.
Yeah, well, I mean, not only that, but if I could get him to listen to me, he'd be 15 pounds heavier and still be in his perfect shape. But, you know. As it is, he still is like $1 million.
Yeah, I had lost 30 pounds, and I just put 20 of it back on because I stopped training at all, like, period. But my body needed to rest, you know?
Yeah, no, you can't take that time off.
Yeah, I took it off, and then I've been back in the gym about 4 months now, and I already put 20 pounds back on.
Well, that's good. 10 more to go.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'm going to actually put another 10. I might just go for like 25 and be done with it. feel pretty good right now at the weight I'm at. So.
Good.
Gary, thank you very much for joining us, man.
No problem. I always enjoy talking to Scott. We used to hang out every day. We would go work out, South Street and eat chicken, and then we'd go to clubs at night. So it was like an everyday thing with us, man.
All right, thank you very much, Gary.
All right, brother.
Hey, listen, I can't really talk much longer because I gotta take another radio show at 9.
Okay, no problem.
And I gotta take care of it. I gotta let my battery recharge before then, or it's not gonna make it.
No problem. Do you mind if we just ask two more questions then?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, now, you know, being that you're coming in on the 28th, and this is like your first time back in the area in a while, what can fans expect out of you? I know a lot's changed since last time you were out here, man.
Just the same thing I see on TV. Same thing they see on TV.
Okay. Now, are you looking forward to this? Is this going to be like a happy homecoming for you?
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Very much looking forward to it.
If you don't mind, we actually have one caller. Do you mind us patching them through, and then we'll go ahead?
Sure.
All right. Caller from the 478, you're on the air. All right, or not. Anyways, we'll go ahead and Sam wants to talk to you real quick. So, Sam, go ahead, man.
Hey, Raylan. Thank you again for being on this radio. Appreciate it. Just want to make a quick plug for everybody that's listening in Paulsboro, Washington, on August 28th. Raven rules. It's going to take over the whole show, SCW, all the way, huh?
And I got to get that. I got to get the actual address so I can send it to Sullivan because Sullivan wants to come too.
Oh, nice! Yeah, we can definitely get that for you here in about 2 seconds.
I just texted me when I just texted me tomorrow.
Okay, no problem. I'll definitely get you that address. I'll text it to you. It's again, just want to make sure everybody knows August 28th, the Paulsboro, Washington, at the Tribal Center, Raven Rules will be there. I hope everybody will be showing up. I know that all the fans that are listening there now are stoked about hearing from you, too, by the way.
Go to my website, theraveneffect.com, and from there you can go to my eBay store and buy a bunch of crap.
Definitely. Good plug, man. Thank you. Hey, Raven, thanks a lot, and I'll text you the address and everything else. Okay, man?
All right, bye.
All right, fans, you have just heard from ECW Original and current TNA superstar Raven. He is going to be in Paulsboro, Washington, August 28th at the Suquamish Tribal Center for Suquamish Championship Wrestling. And we do have a bunch of other people that are going to be joining us to promote the show, including former WCW star The Iron Buddha, who will be joining us. We're also going to be joined by Dan the Man and many other people. So, fans, you know, this is definitely something you're going to want to check out. I'm going to go ahead. We're going to play out a song, and then we'll be back with our next guest. So, fans, stay tuned. Here's some commercials.
Hey, this is Brother Devon from TNA Wrestling, and you're listening to Falls Count Radio. Oh,
music. Reality. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference. But we as entertainers have a responsibility to these kids. Sight.
If I were to die murdered in cold blood tomorrow, would you feel sorry, show love, or would it matter? Could never be the lead-off batter, if ain't shit for me to feed off. I'm seesaw battling, but there's way too much at stake for me to be fake. There's too much on my plate. I done came way too far in this game to turn and walk away and not say what I got to say. What the fuck you take me for? A joke? You smoking crack? Before I do that, I beg Mariah to take me back. I get up before I get down, run myself in the ground before I put some wax shit out. I'm trying to smack this one out the park, 5,000 mark. Y'all steady trying to drown the shark. Ain't gonna do nothing but piss me off. Lid to the can of whip ass, just whip me off. See me leap out, pull a piece out. Fuck shooting, I'm just trying to knock his teeth out. Fuck with me now, bitch, to see you freestyle. Talk is cheap, motherfucker, if you really feeling frog asleep. Yo, Slim, you gon' let him get away with that? He try to play you, you can't let him skate with that. Man, I hate this crap, this ain't rap, this is crazy the way we act. When we confuse hip-hop with real life, when the music
no
stops.
No getting rid of his bait. If so, you would have tried. The only way I'm leaving this bitch is suicide. I have died clinically. I ride back at my enemy's crib with Hennessy. Got drunk, then I finished it. I'm every nigga's favorite arch enemy. Physically fitted to be the most dangerous nigga with beef. I spark willingly with a Dillinger in the dark diligently. I'm not what you think. I appear to be fucked up, mentally endangered. I can't stay away from a razor. I just want my face in a paper. I wish a nigga had a grenade to squeeze tight to await neighbors for acres. I murder you. I danger how me turn into a madman. Son of Sam, bitch, I'm surgical. I'm allergic to dying. You think not? You got balls? We can see how large. When I'm
I was out, be having a deal at first. Thought money would make me happy, but it only made my pain worse. It hurts when you see your friends turn your back on you, dog. And you ain't got nothing left but your word and your balls. And you stress from the calls of your new friends begging with their hands out, checking for your record when it's selling. When it ain't, that's the end. No laughs, no friends, no girls. Just the gin you drink till your car spin you think. When you slam into the wall and you fall out the car and try to crawl with one arm, I'm about to lose it all in a pool of alcohol. If my funeral's tomorrow, wonder would they even call when the music
is hot. Your men loyal. When I pull up looking for you with a pistol, sipping a can of Pennzoil. I'm revved up. Who said what with lead bust? Your head just explode with red stuff. I'm handcuffed, tossed in a paddy wagon, bragging about how you shouted like a coward. Bullets devoured you, showered you niggas. If I was you niggas, I'd run while given a chance. Understand, I can enhance the spirit of man. Death itself that can't hurt me. Just the thought of dying alone that really irks me. You ain't worthy to speak thoughts of cheap talk. Be smart and stop trying to walk how G's walk before we spark. Hug the floor while we playing tug of war with your life. Fuck the tour on the mic. I'd rather fuck a whore with a knife. Deliver that shit that coroners like. You hype popping shit in broad daylight. Nigga, you are going to recognize the stop.
Instigators, turn pits and cages. Let loose and bit the neighbors, list the razors. Y'all don't want war, y'all want talk. In the dark, my dogs all bark like hoof. Hoof, nigga, I'm a wolf. Get your whole roof. Caved in like reindeer hoofs. Dump the boots, shake the floor tiles loose. The more y'all breach, the more rhyme moves. This is Hill Street, this is hardcore blues. Put a gun to rap, checking all our dudes, nigga. Or make the news, bet your all y'all move. When the Uzi pop, you better drop when the music stops.
Music has changed my life in so many ways. Brains confused and fucked since the fifth grade. LL told me to rock the bells. N.W.A. said fuck the police. Now I'm in jail.
All right, fans, we are live on False Count Radio. Without further ado, I want to welcome to the air one of the men that are going to be taking on Raven at the upcoming SCW show in Paulsboro, Washington. This is the man that, quite frankly, could put Sam Sims into ring action. This is former WCW and Mexico international superstar, the Iron Buddha.
Boom, shakalaka. Or some reasonable facsimile.
How are you doing tonight, the Iron Buddha?
I am just gravy. Just gravy. Just getting off my day job and looking forward to more of my night job. Then again, what else is a dead superhero zombie Buddhist to do?
Now, I got to ask you, same question we asked Raven, same question we asked Sam. How are you and your team preparing to face the Monster Nation? Now, this feud has been going on for what, 3 years now?
A little closer to four if you count going back to CPW. It just goes down like this. Sam and I used to be best friends. We had a vision. We saw it through together. I had a change of heart at the end. Sam said, fine, we'll shelve it. Then he bought the rights to Monster Nation right out from underneath me, and he turned into something more evil and cruel than I ever thought it could be. And I tried to stand by and just let it stand, but in the end, it's kind of like the Frankenstein monster, and I'm Dr. Frankenstein. I can't let something that I've created just run road and hurt all these kids and run over all these guys in the business. And Sam's done stuff with my brother and my kid and drug him into the darkness, making me have to drag him back into the light. He put gray hairs on my head. He put tears in my body. I can actually say that I hate the man more than life itself. I despise him. And I have to give my hats off to him, though. Out of all the challenges he's brought me in my career, I just have to say, like I said on a recent other interview, that I realize my back is to the wall. Raven is an institution in this business. He is a legend. He is all that. But if Mr. Raven is listening, I just want to pose him a question. How many guys you ever met like me? Because I don't care. I've been through it all. I've been the baddest bad guy. I've been the baddest bad guy in Mexico. I've done so much of what he has done, but I haven't had the spotlight on me. I've done it in the background. We all laugh backstage. I'm the most famous guy nobody ever heard of. And I will tell you this right now, Raven. On the 29th, the next day, when they wake up, everyone's going to know who I am. I guarantee you. And you're going to know who I am. I guarantee you.
Now, Buddha, I got to ask you, you know, you're a promoter that loves to give back to the fans. You've even gone as far as to annually every year doing a comic book drive. Would you like to talk about that to our listeners? I mean, that's a very good thing, you know, both as a wrestler, a dad, and a promoter, that you're willing to give back to the kids like that. I want our fans to know more about that, man.
It's about more than that. It's just about literacy in itself and children's literacy. When I was doing some research and found the appalling rate that literacy has fallen to in our country and other countries, that the written word is starting to disappear to video games and television, which is what they predicted all along. But what they forget is a lot of us did grow up without TV and video games. Not that I'm an old fart or anything, but a lot of us grew up with them. Some of us had parents that actually made us sit down and read. And there's been things with my imagination and things I've experienced through books that you just can't experience off TV or off a video game. And I thought it was just a sad, tragic shame that these kids were not going to experience that they weren't going to go on that boat ride with Moby Dick or with those Indians in The Last Song of Hiawatha or any of those great classics. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein that I referred to earlier. Every kid should read those stories. Those stories are the great stories that have been told. And maybe one of those kids, if they read those stories, can write the next great story. But if people don't read and kids don't read, it's never going to happen. So I have partnered up with all the comic book companies, becoming their mascot for Free Comic Day in the Northwest. And what I do is I go out and read to kids. I raise thousands of books every year and give them out to those kids personally and sit there and read with them so they know it is cool to read. Like an article that came out in the paper, a lot of people call me the biggest comic book nerd on the planet. I wear that cape passionately.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's a great thing, you know. When I first found out about that, you know, me and you have not seen eye to eye on a lot of things, and, you know, that's real talk. You know, we're both men, though. We're able to come on the air. And as soon as I read about that, man, I was just like, wow, you know, this guy really cares about his fans.
Well, I am proud that SCW itself, under my direction, this year has raised over $10,000 for charities, including children's cancer. We recently buried a young girl who died prematurely, who was one of our fans, and an upcoming event for our super fan, Phyllis, who passed away. We're going to attempt to raise some money to pay for her cremation. So we are a civic-minded company. We go out and pick trash up on the freeway once a year. Our whole company is pretty much nonprofit. The only money we keep is to pay off the ring that we recently purchased and our operating expenses. Everything else goes to charity.
That's awesome. And you guys are drawing the biggest crowd in the area.
Well, we have a family rule, and I think that a lot of companies I've noticed are starting to switch this way too, but now they're going to have to play catch-up. Because we had the vision and intelligence 3 years ago to realize that everybody was telling stories with cussing and sex and blood, and you're not getting – and we looked on the audience. There's no families. So I said, we're going to price this thing cheaper than a movie. We're going to give them a show that's hot, but we're going to have three basic rules. And the three commandments of SCW are simple: no blood, no cursing, and no sexual innuendo.
Don't push the show.
And we never cross the line. And when you come out on August 28th to see Raven, you're going to see an exciting show. You're going to see tons of wrestlers. You're going to see great action, great storytelling. You're going to step into our universe. You're going to forget about everything. All you're going to be able to think about is this awesome show. But three things you're not going to see are cussing, blood, or sexual innuendo. Your kids are going to walk away getting a great message, seeing a great show, but they're not going to learn any new words or any new things.
Now, you know, my co-host has a couple questions for you, so I'm going to kick my co-host onto the line. Andrew, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that's a really great thing that you're doing, that the show with no blood, no cursing, no innuendo. You know, it seems like no one else can get that right, but you guys sure seem to be able to get that.
Thank you. It's a proud mission. It's a hard mission. A lot of times it's easier to go less than the status quo and go lowest common denominator. And believe me, at times I'm sure to the writers it's been tempting. But Sam and I, the only thing we do agree on is that the secret to our success has been the customer has always come first.
Now, speaking of Sam, my question to you is, tell me who he's going to be wrestling in September. I got to know.
Well, here's the deal. If Raven pins me, I'm done. I'm walking away. Because Sam and I have spent a lot of money and a lot of time fighting each other. If Raven pins me and beats me, then Sam's won. If Sam wins, I walk away. I'll be half of the promoter. I'll start a little interview show on the show. I'll still greet the people. But my in-ring career will be done. And it's been a great career. I'm real satisfied. If I leave it at the end of the day, I'm good. But if I win, and this is only if some miracle I pin Raven, then Sam is going to get to wrestle the two people he's screwed over the most in the last 6 months, my little brother and my son, in a handicap match. Oh, and did I say that I'm going to have a big bucket of popcorn? I'm going to be sitting right ringside. So
okay.
I'm really looking forward to it. If that does happen, Sam, who talks a lot of smack but has yet to ever have an official SCW match, will have one now.
Now,
we'll see how he fares against the former heavyweight champion and one half of the former tag team champions in a handicap match.
Now, you know, a lot of fans don't know this. You worked in WCW. You actually got the chance to wrestle Kevin Nash. Would you like to talk about that experience?
Well, yeah, sure. First of all, kind of funny, when I first came to the Northwest, everyone called me a liar until some other wrestlers actually moved up here that were there. But what happened is I went and did Kevin Nash and WCW's big charity event in Phoenix, and I wrestled in the opening match against Black Mamba. His opponent, Scott Hall, had some long reported on personal substance abuse problems and could not make the event. And Honky Tonk was there, but he was injured and could not fill in against Mr. Nash. I was on my way to my car having already wrestled, and an attendant from the show came chasing me down at my car saying, they need you to go up there and you're wrestling in the main event. And I said, yeah, right. I jumped in my car. They jumped on the hood of my car and stopped me and said, no, Mr. Nash needs to talk to you. So I parked the car and I went inside. And when I was waiting inside, the promoter said that I had the best match on the show and that Mr. Nash wanted to wrestle me in the main event. At which case I said, humdinger, let's do it. And about 5 minutes later, I'd been powerbombed twice and had the living crap kicked out of me. But it was a great experience. And how many guys at my level on the circuit say they wrestled in a main event for WCW against Kevin Nash? Not
yeah,
many.
I mean, that's incredible. I mean, a lot of people around here were jealous. You know, a lot of them were jealous of a lot of different people. But I'm not going to get into that. I got to ask you, you know, what was your experience like in Mexico?
It was incredible. I went there and could not speak the language, and once again, I had an incredible piece of luck that helped me out. I do believe in Honky Tonk theory that it is better to be lucky than to be good, and if you can get both, well, then you're great. I'm kind of in the middle, but I was very lucky. I went to Mexico, and the Southern Mexican International Heavyweight Champion was a man called Genesis. We were in a six-man tag team match where his title was on the line. During the match, Genesis broke his leg, for real. And he was screaming and hollering, and I happened to be the closest one in the ring, so he literally held me on top of him for a pinfall. I won the Mexican International Heavyweight title in my first match there. Subsequently, they set the building on fire, punched all the promoters' windows out with a baseball bat, and pelted me with rocks in a bank delivery truck as I was driven to the border. And I said, I am never going back there. That place is crazy. They offered me more money. I was back there the next Sunday. Because that's how this business works.
Mm-hmm. Makes complete sense. Now go ahead and push the show one more time.
Well, it's like this. If you've ever seen the lineup that we've posted, the who's who of anyone of any notoriety in this area is on this show. You've got Mike Santiago against Bolo. You've got the Blanterage three-way match for the Sovereign Championship. You've got Canadian ex-junior champion Mr. Houston taking on my brother Dash Venture. You've got Haas Toll and Son of Buddha, old school versus new school, former tag team champions. You've got a three-way dance with the girls from Canada, from our area, and Lila Lodge, who is developmentally training for the WWE. You've got all these guys and girls that are at the top of their game. And then in the main event, like I've simply put, the biggest match in Washington independent wrestling ever. I went through the history and looked around, and I can't see a match of any bigger proportions. Now, I'm going to bang my own horn for a minute and give a compliment to my partner, Mary and Meet Gein, that since we've teamed up as the Moonlight Tribe, this thing has been a phenomenon. Everywhere we go, and you've been there, JT, when we walk into an arena, what are they chanting? Super Meat Express! Super Meat Express! And I can guarantee you, at the Raven Show on the 28th, you will see the Super Meat Express, somebody getting it. like I tell everybody, more filling than a $5 foot long, the Super Meat Express.
Roy, I want to thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me, and I look forward to seeing you at many other events. I'm sure, being that we work two different psychologies, you'll be on the other side. So watch out.
Oh, I guess the future will have to tell on that, but thank you very much. Now, Sam, you said you have a very special guest for us on the line, and you sent me some code text, and I didn't understand. What's going on?
I've got, that's right, you're hearing him, a hostile takeover. Bring him out. Where is he? It is Hoss. Hoss.
Sam.
What?
You are the man.
Yeah, it's a hostile takeover.
Just when I thought the Monster Nation couldn't get any better, we had the Butcher, we had Dash Venture, we had Steve Rush, we had Jimmy Flame at one point, we had Hoss Toll, we've had the Son of Buddha as a member of Monster Nation, we've had Big Ugly, and now you bring in the ultimate master of psychology in this common era. Raven. Unbelievable. Sam, you are a genius. True mad genius.
Well, thank you for letting me be a genius. Appreciate it.
Now, Hoss, I got to ask you, this is JT, by the way. I got to ask you, how are you preparing for your match on the 28th?
Preparing? I'm doing like I normally do. I'm having a cigar with my beer right now. I got the Son of Buddha. That kid wouldn't know what to do unless I told him what to do as it stood. And it's going to be nothing different from now on until the day he grows up and grows a pair. He thought he was a man. He tried to leave Monster Nation. Well, I'm going to show him what it's like when you leave Monster Nation. Hard way in, hard way out. It's going to be all nothing more than a beatdown for that boy.
Now, for fans that are, you know, listening to the show but aren't sure if they're going to attend, what would you say to entice them to be there on the 28th?
Oh, this is going to be the show of the millennium. It's going to have everything you could think of involved. Local talent, talent brought in from back east that's been on numerous international programs, not to mention his lineage from the Northwest as well. Raven
this
is a superstar
awesome.
Of
this is awesome.
Parallel Dimensions.
Now, you know, this is, like you said, it's going to be a huge card. I want to thank you for coming on. You know, obviously, you know, where can fans or even wrestling promoters that want to book the Monster Nation, where can they find you?
Where can you find Hoss Toll? Yeah, I'm usually on Facebook. Actually on there right now. I got the show on mute right now.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
You bet.
All right, fans, you have just heard from the Iron Buddha, Raven, and you have heard from Hostel as well as Sam Sims. You know, we're going to go to a quick commercial, and then we'll be back some more, and there's going to be more callers, so stay tuned.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer. While lesser designers would shy away from putting 300-pound men in spandex, you embrace it.
Yes, you do.
Pushing fashion to its limits, literally, you pair tights with a cape, a leotard with a mask, leather boots with a thong.
Oh, looking good.
All understated ways of saying, I'm going to rip your head off and look fabulous doing it. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Guy. Because without you, a man crushing another man's head in his arms would just look silly.
Mr. Pro Wrestling Wardrobe Designer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, fans, we're live, and we have a caller on the line. I do believe this is the NWWA's owner, Dan the Man. Dan, I gotta ask you. There's been rumor you're going to be at the event on the 28th in Paulsboro, Washington, with your champion, Keith Atkins. What's going on, man? You got to tell me.
Yes, I'm going to be up there with Keith Atkins. Not that I'm for Keith Atkins, because I'm not. And that's why on the 29th, I have a little surprise wrestler coming in.
A surprise wrestler?
He's never been on any of NWWA's cards. This will be the first time that he will be on our card.
Now, you know, Sam's been coming into the company, and a lot's been going on between you two, and Sam has demanded that he wants back on the line. Sam, what's going on, dude?
I have finally made it back online. Thank you. Hang up on me. No, I'm joking. Well,
should have,
you know,
hung up on you.
What did you? Oh, you're still on the line, Dan? Didn't even hear you. Couldn't even tell.
Yeah, well, the problem is you probably won't even show up on the 28th or the 29th.
Well, 28th, I'm definitely going to be there because, you know, I am actually going to be the one that is managing Raven into victory against Buddha and his little meat. That's right, his little meat. Anyways, of course, on the 29th, since I'm going to be owning NWWA here real soon, I'll be making my appearance there too. And finally, I'll have my Oregon champion in both shows.
What do you mean, your Oregon champion? Who are you talking about? Keith Atkins?
I'm just saying my Oregon champion. We're going to leave it at that.
So what are you up to again? I mean, you're trying to buy out the company. You're trying to do this. You're trying to do that. And you know what? You haven't done nothing.
Well, you know, I do have a huge announcement that's going to be happening on the 29th, just for you, too, just to let you know that. But, you know, I'm going to hold off on it, though. I have to. Monster Nation is going to make its announcement on the 29th down at the GSI Center in Gresham, Oregon, and it's going to be big, big. Even your wife is going to jump off the seats and go, oh, my God, I can't believe it. That's how big that's going to be. And she's not hard to be fooled.
On the 28th?
No, the 29th.
Up there? No. On the 28th up there, I might have a little surprise for you.
What, you going to show up? Everybody knows you're showing up.
Oh, I'll be there. And I'll be partying afterwards, too.
But we do know, for one thing, I have to let you know, you won't be in the ring because I didn't provide a wheelchair ramp. So I'm sorry, old man.
Well, you know what? That beer belly of yours, you can't get past it. Okay, so I don't have to worry about anything. And let me tell you something. Your show's going to be a great show.
Yeah.
NWWA's show's going to be a great show.
Oh, yeah.
And for you people that haven't seen Raven in person and doing the job that Raven has done through all of his years, you need to come out and see him.
You know, for once,
whether it be in Washington or whether it be in Oregon. Now, whether you like it or not, Sam, you're privileged to have him, and so am I. So you know what? These people need to come out and see him. See what he can do. He was just on TNA, you know, and hey, he's great at what he does.
And for once, Dan, I agree with you. That's only once, though. But, you know, for all the fans in Portland and all the fans of Paulsville, you do need to come out, and you definitely need to see Raven. He's going to be one of a kind, for sure.
And it's not only them, but all the rest of the great wrestlers from all over, Washington, Oregon, wherever they're coming from.
Now,
California.
Dan, we actually have another
call.
I said we actually have another call on the line. I do want to welcome to the air. This would be Big V. Big V, you're on air. Or not. Anyways, you know, this is going to be a huge show. Now, Sam says he has a huge announcement. What do you honestly think it is? Do you think he's turning gay? What do you think?
I have no idea what Sam Sims is up to. You know, he's kind of like a snake in a wagon wheel rut. You got to watch him because he's always trying to jump up and bite you.
Sure, if that's what you want to make it sound like. You know, the problem is you promoters, just like myself, just keep talking and talking and talking. And you're upset at the fact that when I produce something, guess what? I produce it right there in front of everybody to see.
Well, Sam, if you recall, the last time you was in my building, you got your butt kicked.
Now, Dan, hang on real quick. We do have another caller. It's a blocked call. You're on the air. What's going on?
I was wondering why Sam keeps mentioning TNA when he's trying to book his own show.
What was that?
Why is Sam mentioning TNA when he's trying to book his own wrestling show?
The only time Sam brought up TNA, I do believe, is when he was talking with Raven. The guy currently talking is Dan the Man within WWE.
Yeah, I haven't been talking about TNA at all, although I think TNA is a great product, but this is the first time I brought him up. I brought up TNA once with Raven. It may be the other promoter, Dan, that's calling, and he brought up TNA.
JT, as soon as you call that guy out, he hung up.
Oh, that's comedy. You know, honestly, I think this is going to be a huge show. And, you know, Dan, I got to ask you, you know, I asked the same question to everyone that's been on. What can fans expect from your show at the GSI Sports Community Center in Gresham, Oregon?
What was that again? I didn't quite... hear you.
Listen, old man, turn your hearing aid up, okay? And listen very carefully, and I'll say it really slow because I know you're really old. I say,
you know, you could show up and get slapped, too.
Oh, trust me. Don't worry. Okay, I'm not even going to get involved at this point, but, you know, honestly, here's what I got to ask you, and I'm going to say it real slow and really clear so you understand me. What can fans expect from the 29th at the GSI Community Center in Gresham, Oregon?
The fam can expect this, a family-run show, and it's going to be a hot show. NWWA has revised everything, and it's a new NWWA, and people need to come out and see us.
I would agree. Now, on the line, we do have one half of Radio 2G. He is an NWWA superstar, as well as a guy that is going to be working for an upcoming promotion, but we're not going to get into that right now. I want to welcome to the line the Ghetto Heisman, Bad Blood. What's going on, man? How are you preparing for your match on the 29th against Big V? Okay, I guess he hung up. Not sure what's going on, but apparently he hung up. So, you know, Dan, go ahead and plug one more time about the show on the 29th, and then we're going to go ahead and move on.
This show is going to be the biggest show that NWWA has ever put on. And it's going to be the hottest show and the best show. And the only thing I can say is if you have not come out to see a live show, please be there on the 29th. And if you're up in Washington, be at that show on the 28th because there are going to be two dynamite shows.
It's going to be the greatest two shows that the Northwest have ever seen. Thanks, Dan.
All right. We do have the Ghetto Heisman Bad Blood on the line. Bad Blood, what's going on, man?
Yeah, man. There must be something wrong with your connection here because I got disconnected real quick.
I don't know. I thought you were just scared because Big V had called in earlier. I'm not sure. You know, what's going on with you guys? I've seen the video promos all over the internet. You guys are just talking back and forth. What's going to happen on the 29th, man? I mean, this has been a feud that's gone on through several different companies.
All right, look, let's just keep it real. Right now, Big V is off in some mental asylum, you know, trying to get ready to face me. Me and my girl are sitting here playing, you know, Nintendo Wii. That's my training regimen. That's how lightly I'm taking this guy, because quite honestly, you've seen the promos, you've seen the matches. You already understand, you know, Big V couldn't beat himself. Well, then again, he does beat his meat a lot, so, I mean, you take that for what it's worth.
Now, I got to ask you, of course, you know, and this is talking about the Raven shows, but I got to ask you, BCW, September 4th, Hood River, Oregon. Go ahead and plug that real quick.
BCW, the newest, hottest promotion in Oregon. You know, we're all about no drama, no bullshit. We're just there to wrestle. That's plain and simple. A lot of promotions around the company, you know, around this state, they run their company, they run their shows, they run, you know, the way they want to run it, and that's fine. BCW is going to be an old-school, traditional-style wrestling company where there's no bullshit, there's just wrestling. There's no drama, there's just wrestling. There's no egos, there's just wrestling. So you go ahead and take that for what it's worth, man.
Now, we do have a caller on the line. They have asked to remain anonymous. I'm going to kick them on. Caller, you're on the air. Caller, are you there? Man, you're just scaring callers away, you know. I don't know what to expect. What was that?
I was saying they truly are anonymous. We don't know who they are.
It's really weird. I think our producer has said they've got Big V on the line, so we're going to try and patch him through. Let's see if we can get him on. Big V, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Now, have you been listening? Bad Blood's been on the air. Have you been listening to what he's been saying?
I constantly hear Bad Blood in my head. I constantly hear it. And comes August 29th in the Portland street fight, I'm going to beat him senseless. I'm going to beat him until it's out of my head.
Wait, you're going to beat me until I'm out of your head? Well, that's pretty strange. That's really sick. Like, I don't know where you're getting this from. I don't know if you're sitting at home in a dark closet somewhere beating your meat or whatever it is that you do to make yourself excited, but as for beating me, that's not going to happen. Like I told you before, I've beaten you for titles. I've beaten you for a television title. I've beaten you to remain the tag team champion. Hell, like I said, I'm even beating you for the title of best dad because, well, your son calls me dad.
Bad Blood, I warn you, keep speaking your foul words and it's going to probably be your last.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now, Big V. We're supposed to face each other on the 29th, and then you have asked for BCW, the debut show of the hottest promotion in Oregon, you'd ask to face me again. Well, like I said in my promo, two of us are walking in, one of us are walking out. I'll be at BCW. I don't know if you will, though.
Oh, you will see me there, and I will be playing with your lifeless body in that ring.
Okay, so let's get this straight. You and Boyd were a tag team at one time. The last time we were in the ring together, I busted your head wide open. Hell, I set Boyd on fire as well. So I one-upped you one more time. Yeah, you guys may have caught me off guard when I was at the mall. You guys beat the hell out of me in front of my daughter. That's cool. I understand that, you know, you and Boyd are no longer teaming anymore. Boyd made a wise decision by leaving you because, well, it's plain to see Boyd was the brains of the operation. So by you challenging me to a street fight, that just shows how stupid you really are.
If you remember correctly, the last street fight we were in, a Compton street fight, we took your titles. We took your tag titles. And you know what? This street fight's going to be no different.
Okay, so you took my tag titles. That's cool. Remember, I wasn't the one that got pinned. As a matter of fact,
now,
Steven Hazard wasn't the one that got pinned. It was a triple threat match where you won those belts.
Now, you know, guys, I don't want to cut you guys short on this. This is, you know, I don't even think this is going for that. I think the fans need to be there on the 29th.
Well, I'll tell you this. The people are coming on the 29th at NWWA, quote the Raven. They're not just coming to see Raven kick somebody's butt. They're coming to see the continuation of one of the most hardcore matches in all of the Pacific Northwest. They're going to see Bad Blood beat the crap out of Big V once again. So, Big V, I hope you bring your family. I hope you bring the people you work with. I hope you bring your doctors. I hope you bring your meds. I hope you bring
whatever it is that you need to bring, because when it's all said and done, the same thing's going to happen as it always does. It's going to be a three count. There's going to be my hand raised. You're going to be sitting in the corner crying, rocking back and forth, sucking on your thumb like a little baby, or whatever it is that you do to get yourself happy.
Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, JT, you need to watch out for a guy like that. Any man that calls on the line is heavy breathing. It's either a pedophile, child molester, or just a plain sicko.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, Bad Blood, and I guess the fans will see you on the 29th.
All right, guys, take it easy.
All right, and we do have on the line with us once again the manager of the Monster Nation, Sam Sims. Sam, go ahead.
Well, thank you for letting me have Mac on the show one more time. Be able to, cheap plug it one more time, and be able to see Raven at Paulsboro, Washington, as CW presents Raven Rules. Raven takes over, actually, August 28th, where you're going to see Moonlight Tribe, Raven, Big Ugly, myself. You'll also see, I'm going to do a real quick plug. You'll also see, we haven't heard from him in a long time, Smooth Steve Rush there too, big boy. I just wanted to bring him in there.
Awesome. It's going to be a huge event. Also, I've been told there will be a merch booth where you can pick up Monster Nation clothing and merchandise, as well as I've heard Kayfabe Collectibles will be on hand selling autographs at the event. So fans, if you want to get autographs from not only Raven, but superstars that, you know, have worked other areas, then this is your chance, definitely through Kayfabe Collectibles. Now, Sam, go ahead, man.
And just don't forget, you get to see Raven for the cheapest price you could ever get to see him. $7. There's nobody on in the Northwest that can even beat that price. $7, you see Raven. You get to see, that's right, Moonlight Tribe. You get some female wrestling going. Oh, you can't beat that at all for $7.
That's a great price. You know, a lot of promoters around here, we're not going to mention names, are selling tickets to shows in the area for $10, $15, even $20. And if I'm not mistaken, you're also going to be having a training seminar where people can train with Raven. Would you like to put that over?
Yeah, definitely. It's going to be $30, a couple hours, get to train with Raven in the ring before the show. So if anybody gets a chance, it's going to be in that area. Hit me up. I'm on MySpace, Monster Nation. You can get me there. I'll get you on the list. You get to train with Raven for a couple hours before the show. And then after you get to train with Raven after the show, get a couple autographs, hopefully, you know. And then the guys that are trained get to see me take Raven, Big Ugly, and take down Buddha all the way down.
Now, Andrew, what do you have to say, man? I mean, this has been an incredible episode.
Yeah, it has been a great episode. And, you know, me living out on the East Coast, a lot of these guys I haven't been too familiar with, but I certainly am now, and it sounds like a great show. I mean, wish that the area I lived in was conducive to me being able to attend it.
Now, of course, fans who have been listening know that we are doing a contest every month where you can win a call, and this month, of course, is a call from Pitbull number one, Gary Wolf. That's right, Pitbull number one, Gary Wolf, who was on the air earlier with us during the Raven interview, is raffling off a call from him. Basically, what you got to do is you got to answer a trivia question each week, and at the end of the contest, whoever has the most right answers gets a call from Pitbull Gary Wolf. Last month, it was the $1 Million Man, Ted DiBiase. So this month, you know, of course, we've already done one question out there. And, of course, that was when was the last time that New Jack and Mustafa teamed together on a indie event. And this week's question, and it's going to be posted on the Facebook page as well, is, are you ready for this?
Hurry up. Tell me, damn it.
Okay. On July 5th, 1982, Raven was defeated by who to lose the light heavyweight title, and he would later align himself with DDP and Vinny Vegas in the Diamond Exchange. If you can tell us that on the Facebook page, or you can call in, you will get a point in the contest. Of course, once again, at the end of the contest, whoever has the most points wins the call from Pitbull Gary Wolf. What do you think of that question, man?
Well, if you're asking me, that's awesome. I just think I'd just suck up to Gary Wolf and say, hey, Gary, you're hot, you're cool, you don't want to call me, baby. No.
Sounds like Raven already won. He got a call from Gary Wolf earlier.
That is so true. I think Raven, he won it. He's got it. No.
Now, Real quick, I know we've got some endorsers you want to plug, so I'm going to let you go ahead, Andrew, and then we're going to go ahead and plug the event one last time.
Yeah, we just wanted to plug Gimmicks Wrestling T-shirts. They're a company that does, if you've ever been to an independent show, specifically in the Northeast, you've probably seen their T-shirts. They do a lot of the little funny sayings on the T-shirts. The I Love Rats and Future Endeavored, those type of T-shirts. They have a website, which is www.gimmickswrestlingtees, that's gimmicks with one M, gimmickswrestlingtees.bigcartel.com. You can also follow them and reach them on Twitter at gimmicks, also with one M, 24/7. You know, if you have this T-shirt, if you go to a show where someone might take away one of your signs, and they can't take away your T-shirt. I went to a show a few months ago where they took away my T-shirt, my sign. If I had had it made on a T-shirt, they wouldn't have been able to take it away from me. So definitely check them out. And you know, JT and I both know the owners of the company pretty well, and they're good people. They'll set you up.
Definitely. Why don't you go ahead and run through the upcoming event up at SCW real quick again, and we'll go ahead and wrap it up.
All right, so the big event on the 28th of August is in Poulsboro, Washington at the Sasquatch Travel Center. The address is 15838 Sandy Hook Road. You're going to see the SCW champion Mike Santiago defending against Aaron Bolo. See Dale Houston defending the Legends Championship against Dash Venture. The new women's champion Cameron O'Connor in a three-way match against Lila Lodge and Casey Spinelli. You'll see the new All-Sovereign champion, Ethan HD, in Y'all Blantarash three-way dance, defending against Kellen Wraith and Damon Jones. You'll see SOB taking on his former mentor and co-holder of the SCW Tag Team Championship, Haas Tull, who we spoke to a little while ago. A lot of people we spoke to a little while ago. The NWWA champion, Keith Atkins, defending his championship against Triple D. And that's a match where we confirmed earlier that the promoter of the NWWA, Dan the Man, is no longer rumored to be at ringside. He confirmed he will be there. And he has a big surprise for everyone. There will also be an SCW Feast or Fired Battle Royal between the members of the SCW NXT and the SCW roster. And this is a match where the Butcher is going to be returning to SCW. The winner of this match is going to get a title shot. The last wrestler eliminated is going to be fired. So those last two guys in there, they definitely have a lot to be fighting for. There's also going to be a SCW NXT versus an SCW match. Adam X will be taking on Steve Rush. JD Lariat Mason will be taking on Maverick. And, of course, the main event of the evening, the main attraction, is Raven. It's going to be a match for the SCW Tag Team Championships. Raven and Big Ugly with our friend here, Sam Sims. They're going to be taking on the Moonlight Tribe of Iron Buddha and Marion Guine. And in this match, if Raven pins the Iron Buddha, then the Iron Buddha must retire. If the Iron Buddha were to pin Raven, then Iron Buddha will get the opportunity to choose who Sam Sims' opponent for SCW September event will be. And he told us earlier that if he were the one that won that, then it'll be a handicap match that Sam Sims will be forced to be a part of. So so for Sam Sims' part, Raven and Big Ugly have a lot to be fighting for. But this is really going to be one of the biggest events of the summer, the biggest event of the summer up in the Northwest, so you definitely don't want to miss this one. Especially, like they said, the tickets are only $7. You know, that's a great price. Like I said, the cheapest you're ever going to see Raven for. Once again, this event's taking place at the Sasquatch Travel Center at 15838 Sandy Hook Road in Poulsboro, Washington. So definitely check that out if you're in the area. There's really no reason not to for $7 on a Saturday night. That's cheaper than anything else you can do out there.
Oh, yeah, I got to throw in falsecountradio.com, live shows Wednesdays and Saturdays. You can find out more information on the website. Sam, last words, go ahead.
Thank you again, Adam. And you just said if, just remember, not if. It's going to be when Buddha gets pinned. Thanks, fans, everybody, $7. Hope to see you there. SCW, Raven Rules,
guess what? I rule. Strong words from the Monster Nation. Of course, fans, August 28th and 29th, Raven will be in the Northwest. With that being said, FalseCountRadio.com. Find us on Facebook, MySpace, Twitter. You can get all that information by messaging one of the hosts. And we're out of here.
Hey, ECW Original, High Flying Chris Hamrick, and you're listening to False Count Radio.
You guys got to remember one thing. Every time you talk to one of the Road Warriors, it's...
What a rush! Hey, listen up. This is the Pitbull. The original Extreme Pitbull. And I advise you to tune in to WrestleHustle.com.
Chevy sent out a letter a little while back, and every one of us got one. If you feel that you have an addiction, we will be more than happy to pay for your recovery or send you to a place that will rehabilitate you. I sent a letter right back to Talent Relations saying, hey, you got a spot that's going to hook me up with my addiction to mayonnaise.